I thank our Lord who has allowed us to be in this church. Today I will be talking to you about the culture. The title is How to Unite Different Cultures. Let us read together the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 28. There is neither Jew, nor Greek, slave, nor free, male, nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. 너희는 유대인이나 헬라인이나 종이나 자유인이나 남자나 여자나 다 그리스도 예수 안에서 하나이니라. We are all from different cultures, but we are all one in Christ Jesus our Lord. We can unite different cultures in our Lord Jesus. According to a report, Auckland is known as one of the world's most culturally diverse cities in the world. 39% of Auckland's population is born overseas, more than New York's. There are about 220 ethnic groups living here in this city. It is one of the most multicultural cities in the world. On a mission perspective, it is known as one of the best places in preaching the gospel because there are a variety of different ethnic groups living here in this city. Personally, I have met with many non-believers who were born and brought up in other countries. And they moved to this country, New Zealand. And while they were staying here in this country, they had an opportunity to hear about the Word of God. And they came to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Later, they would talk about the Word of God to their family members and to their friends and to their neighbors. So this is known as one of the great ways in preaching the gospel. Here in the Bible, Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19, I make myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. Paul was known as one of the great evangelists in the world. In the New Testament, he was also regarded as the founder of mission. He had spoken the word of God to many countries in the early church. And Paul would often introduce himself as a servant or a slave. What does servant mean? In Greek, the servant is doulos. It means that the person has no obligation or right. The master has responsibilities of the servant. The master can do everything for the servant. The master can sell the servant. The master can kill the servant if he or she wants. Here the phrase, I make myself a slave to everyone, means that I am a servant. I will do everything for the master. Paul gave up himself to save these people. And these people were given opportunity to hear about the word of God. In the time of Apostle Paul, there were two Christian groups, Jews and Gentiles. The Jewish people were originally born and brought up in the Jewish family. And later, they had become believers of Christ. On the other hand, Gentiles were not born in the Jewish family, but later, they had accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. And how did Paul care for these people? In verse 20, He says, to the Jews, I became like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law, so as to win those under the law. First of all, Paul was much concerned about the Jewish people. They were the same ethnic group as Paul, and Paul spent much time with these people. And he also says in verse 21, to those not having the law, I became like one not having the law. Though I am not free from God's law, but I am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. Those who not having the law refer to the Gentiles. They are not the same ethnic group as Paul, but Paul was still much concerned about these people. And Paul was very good at knowing about the Jewish people and the Gentiles. Paul understood their cultures, and he also understood their languages. And God used Paul in building the kingdom of God. 12 disciples of Jesus were brought up in the Jewish family. They were very good at their cultures and the language, but they were not familiar with other cultures. Their ministries were limited to Israel and its neighbors. However, Paul was different. He was familiar with other cultures and other languages. He was well trained with languages and cultures. And God used Paul to preach the gospel to many countries. This can be applied to our church, our ministries, and our lives. If anyone is well prepared for other languages and cultures, he or she will be used by God in preaching the gospel to many ethnic groups, to the minister of God in God's ways. And here I want to talk to you. What is culture? How do you define culture? According to the dictionary, culture is the characteristics and knowledge of a particular group of people and their language, religion, social habits, music, and art. In this world, we see a variety of cultures. How can we serve God and His people in different cultures? How can we unite different cultures? First, God tells us that we are all one in Christ Jesus. Colossians 3, verse 28 says, there's neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Remember, we are all one in Christ Jesus. Second, God wants us to preach the gospel to the same and different ethnic groups. In the book of Acts, we see that early believers in the church of Jerusalem spent much time with the Jewish people. They never talked about the gospel to the Gentiles. Do you know what happened? The church was having difficulties, and many had left the church. Later, the church was demolished. But at the church in Antioch, many people started talking about the word of God to the Gentiles. Do you know what happens? We'll see the book of Acts, 11 verse 21. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. The Bible says that they started talking about the word of God to the Gentiles. And God was with them, and God cared for them. And God sent more and more people to come to the church. This can be applied to our church, to our ministries, and to our lives. We are to spend much time on preaching the word of God to our own people as well as other ethnic groups. Then our Lord will bless our church and bless each one of us, and he will send more and more people to come to our church. And third, God wants us to preach the gospel at all times. Let us read 1 Corinthians 9, verse 23. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. And 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. Paul would often talk about the importance of the gospel. And our Lord Jesus spent much time teaching and preaching the word of God. The disciples of Jesus would talk about the gospel to many people. I think that this is one of the most important things here in our church. But this is not very easy. How can we do? First, we need to pray to God. We need to ask God for his guidance. And then we can talk to our neighbors, our friends, and family members about the word of God. We can also invite them to come to our church. Second, we can serve God in many ways. I know that here in our church, we have different kinds of ministries. And I know that many are engaged in. We still need to encourage more and more people to be engaged in those ministries. Third, we can encourage each other to grow their faith through Bible studies, prayers, and growth groups. We can also invite them to have fellowship with us, including tea or coffee or meals. My family migrated to this country in 2002. And we attended a Korean church for a few months. Later, we decided to go to a multicultural church because we wanted to understand other cultures and we wanted to serve God and his people through the church. On the first day, we went to the church and we had a great time. And after the church service, we were invited by a family. A Maori man married to a European woman, and they invited us. We had a great time. And they had two children, and we became good friends. Since the time, we have invited many different kinds of ethnic groups to our place. And we also were invited by those different ethnic groups. It was given time and opportunity to understand other cultures. We look different. We are from different cultures. In regard with eating food, we use different tools. Some people use forks and knives. Some people use spoons and chopsticks. Some people might use their hands to eat food. We look different. We are from different cultures. But we are all one in Christ our Lord Jesus. Let us read again. Galatians 3, verse 28. There is neither Jew, nor Greek, slave, nor free, male, nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. 너희는 유대인이나 헬라인이나 종이나 자유인이나 남자나 여자나 다 그리스도 예수 안에서 하나이니라. Remember that we are all one in Christ Jesus. Let us work together to build the kingdom of God through our church Greyfriars. Let us help each other to unite different cultures. Let us pray. 올마이티 God, we thank you for being with us. We learned that we looked different, but we are all one in Christ Jesus. We have become brothers and sisters in Christ. Please help us to continue to have the same faith and confidence in our Lord Jesus. Bless our church and bless our church leaders, members, and new people who are in this church. We thank you, Lord. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.